Do you hear that? It's the sound of transformation and the sound of episode 11 of Ryan's Consciousness Unlocked. And today's episode is going to be based on looking for peace from other people. Well, should I rephrase it and say waiting for other people to tell you that you deserve peace? A lot of times in my life, in the relationships that I've had, especially with family members, I'll have the tendency to look for the green light for them to give me access to my own happiness. And a lot of times I end up finding that I'm always unhappy because I'm waiting for someone to tell me that I can be at peace with myself. And I've realized in my older age that I wasn't exactly looking for validation in terms of the connection that I had with them. I was more so looking for myself to be validated so that I could feel like I deserved to love myself. But ever since I was a child, in general in my life, I have actually probably only received validation probably a couple of times from the people that I've loved dearly. And most of that validation came from me being 18 and up. So imagine 18 years prior, never receiving validation from people. And also, if I did receive it, it was probably only from two people. Mind you, I had two parents. I had multiple aunts and uncles on both sides of my family. I had multiple cousins. I had multiple grandparents. So if I'm saying that only probably two people gave me validation and I had multitudes of people around me, then that's big enough example, good enough example of what I mean by waiting for someone to give me my peace and never receiving it at a young age. I spent a long time not just pleasing other people for the sake of feeling secure within myself, but hoping that they would find some piece of me that deserved security, even if it was, oh, because I did this for them, oh, because I gave them money, oh, because I was a good kid. I always heard that when I was growing up, when I was like probably 11 to 16, that I was a good kid because I wasn't going out and doing things that, you know, a teenager was doing. I was a good kid because I wasn't doing all this and doing all that. Every single time I heard I was a good kid, it was for a reason of me being more of an adult than a child. Every time I heard I was a good kid, it was mostly because I was doing things that would not make me happy and doing things that would in turn make the adults that were raising me and people that were raising me more happy, more safe, and more secure within themselves and their own life. Basically, the only time I received validation was when I was being anything but myself, being the opposite of who I am. And then when I would do things in terms of self-expression that only ever affected me, like say, for instance, cutting my hair or taking the money that I earned while I was working one of my first jobs and buying a hair dye or doing things like that. You know, I was a homeschool kid for probably a big portion of my life. So blonde or green hair, that should not be a problem being a homeschool kid. However, you know, I experienced a lot of invalidation whenever I would express myself, whenever I would cut up clothes or whenever I would eat too much. I would always experience invalidation whenever I would sing too loud or whenever I would dance too hard and the house would like shake because I'm really tall and I'm kind of thick. As a kid, I was kind of thick. So it's like I only ever received invalidation when I was doing things that made me happy, and I only received validation when I was doing things that brought other people peace. And I learned growing up that I did not feel secure in any kind of like setting. I didn't feel secure in a peaceful setting. I didn't feel secure in chaos. Sometimes I do feel secure in chaos because that's what I grew to get used to. Chaos in my head means chaos in reality, and in the physical world is not that hard. But still, I barely found peace. I've never found peace. And it's taken me with these last couple of years of finally being an adult. And as soon as I became an adult, I definitely isolated myself. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. When I turned 19, I literally isolated myself from the world. I had just experienced one of my worst heartbreaks ever. And I was like, okay, this is the green light. And then I was working hard and I had my own 2-bedroom, 2-bathroom apartment at that time. So I just disconnected from the world. And then when I turned 20, it got a little hectic because I had to go around people again. But then when I turned 21, I'll say from 21 to here, to this age that I am now, 23, I have definitely learned how to isolate from everyone. And if you were to ever ask my family, they would tell you, I only come around probably for 2 weeks and then I'm gone. And it's not hearsay just because I'm working. It's more so because I've been trying to figure out where I feel most at peace, because no one ever gave it to me when I was a child. No one ever gave me validation in my own self for just being myself. No one ever did that. So I went on this little binge of traveling, and I went to the West Coast, the East Coast, South, I don't know, what is it? That's how you could tell they didn't really teach us shit in school. North, South, East, West. I went to all of them, every single one of them, all of them. Maybe I didn't go to Minnesota. Maybe I should go to Minnesota. But I went to every portion of America and I found nothing. I found nothing. And the craziest thing is I came back, I hung out with family, still didn't find peace. I was isolated in my hometown, still didn't find peace. I went somewhere that I was comfortable with, still didn't find peace. Traveled around America, still didn't find peace. And I wondered at this age that I am at right now, why was it so hard all these years finding peace? That's because no one ever told me that I could be at peace with myself, inside of myself, without the validation, without moving around, without finding somewhere that is pleasant looking. No one ever told me that I can be peaceful within myself. And 9 times out of 10, it's because the people that I grew up around never found peace within themselves because someone told them the same thing. So I just learned to search for a place that would make me feel a little bit of security within myself. And I never found anything. I never found anything. I searched for a place and I searched in people, never found anything. Then I finally came back to myself. I know 23 is 12 house perfection year. That's the year where, you know, self-imposed isolation. One thing about self-imposed isolation, I'm gonna eat it. I love self-imposed isolation. That's no problem for me. But it's more lonely now for some reason, because at 23, I'm realizing that I have been self-imposing isolation on myself because of the invalidation I've experienced with people that were supposed to love me indefinitely, with or without me validating them, because I was a kid. And even if they didn't love me, they didn't deserve to traumatize me and dump on me and make me feel bad about myself. And honestly, sometimes I do think about just completely disappearing and letting people feel the pain that I felt when they were supposed to be in my life caring for me by disappearing out of their life, because I know people need me. I always thought, you know, what would that feel like? What would that feel like to get them back? Olivia Rodrigo style. I didn't come on this podcast today to say that I found peace in myself. I don't really think so. I came on the podcast to say that I see why I have not found peace in myself, because I was never told that I could. And one thing, I don't know, this famous girl, she does podcasts too, and she's really big on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, all that stuff. She posted this thing and said, it was some kind of post where it was like, it was just hard for me and I can't move on apologist. If it was just hard for you, learn how to move on and get over that shit. And honestly, it kind of like, I really like the girl, but it kind of disgusted me, because it's like, that sounds like it's coming from, and I really want to say this because it's been on my mind. It sounded like it's coming from someone that has done something wrong. Because when she posted that, the first thing I thought was, that's kind of fucked up. Like, things that I've gone through that I can't get over, they're actually really traumatizing. And for you to say, oh, I don't care, move on, get over it, that I'm not going to name names. I love when I come on here and I say I'm not going to name names, like y'all know who my family members are or people that I've grown up with. But I grew up around people who were heavily abusive, physically, mentally, verbally, drunken abusive, drug abusive. I've experienced all of the abuses, sexual abuse. Sorry, I should have said TW. I don't know. I experienced all these different kinds of abuses, and I'm gonna tell you the truth. Everybody that's ever abused me that I still have in my life today, they always tell me that I need to heal from what happened. I need to get over what they did to me. And they don't say it in a way like, oh yeah, you just need to move on from that. They'll say it like, I just want you to heal. I just want you to feel better. You just gotta learn to let it go. And when she posted that, it just reminded me, like, I'm not going to lie. If someone tells you to move on from something that feels like it was irreversible trauma, 9 times out of 10, they've done that to someone else. And they wish that that person would move on because they don't want to feel that, what is it called? Responsibility of knowing what the fuck they did. So I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm not going to say the girl's name because honestly, she's way bigger than I am. But she posted that and I'm like, only time I see people telling people to move on, like I'll post things like you have to let go of your past, but I never say move on. It's over. I don't care about what you went through or what you know. I would never say something like that. But anytime I see someone's like aggressively telling people to move on, I know 9 times out of 10. That they're the kind of person, they have definitely done something traumatic, or they've continuously done traumatic things to people, and they don't like it when those people hold them accountable to what they've done. So yeah, I just need to say that. Maybe one day I'll come out, even if I befriend the girl, I'll still come out and say it, like, why the hell would you ever tell someone that they don't deserve to be traumatized? Like, okay. There was this one guy who came on, oh yeah, it's Mercury retrograde, that's what I'm talking. There was this one guy who came on Twitter and he was like, what did he say? He said, people pleasers. I'm not even going to explain it. But he said, I like how I'm talking about people that I actually like. I mean, everybody's wrong sometimes, but he said people pleasers are the real manipulators. No, he said people who get done wrong in relationships, who get left behind in relationships or taken advantage of in relationships, he said those are the real manipulators. You guys are so weird. Like, you guys are so weird. Do you know how many times I've been invalidated on social media by someone that's probably doing the same thing to someone that they've abused or hurt? Like, do you know how weird it is to scroll on Twitter and see if you... And then there was this trend that they were like, if you're an empath, you are a horrible person and stop acting like you can feel people's emotions and... What? Do you know, like, in 2020 to 2022, it was this whole thing on spiritual Twitter where everybody was making fun of and being mean to everybody that said they were empaths. Like, I saw so many people get canceled on spiritual Twitter because they were empaths. They were like, why are you saying that you can feel what other people are feeling? You're just doing that to be manipulative. This is why I don't be wanting to have a heart in this world. Because y'all sound so dumb and y'all just eat it up. Y'all sound so stupid. You sound dumb telling an empath that they're manipulative because they're an empath. You know how dumb that sounds? It's like telling a giraffe that it's evil because it's a giraffe. It's a fucking giraffe. I'm not going to relate it to something. I want to relate it to something else. But it's like having a mental condition, a disorder or something, being born a certain way and you're born that way and people telling you something's wrong because you were born that way. And one thing that really gets me about when I see people have opinions, and these aren't just opinions, these are like telling someone that you don't give a fuck, that they're traumatized, they need to get over it, and then telling someone that they're evil because they're an empath, and then telling someone that they're manipulative because people use them. It sounds so like, it's not an opinion. It's like you're literally verbally assaulting someone because they're like, imagine if I knew what you went through, imagine if I knew that somebody hurt you and I said, you know, and then I knew that it hurt you. I know that it still hurts you to this day. And I said, you know what? You boom, boom, beep, 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 beep. You deserved it. Beep, 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 beep. And you know I'm an Aquarius, so I can get dirty. Verbally, I can get dirty. Beep, 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 beep. That's why your mother doesn't love you. Beep, 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 beep. Your daddy died. Beep, beep, beep. Like, imagine someone doing that. That's how it feels. That's how it feels being told that it's okay. I mean, that something's wrong with you because people have hurt you. And then, like, what? Nah. Nah. We really got to work on the way that we talk to each other, man. I'm no better. I get online talking about Sagittariuses and stuff. I really don't like Sagittariuses sometimes. I'm being honest. It's like my dad was a Sagittarius, so that should be enough, for you to say, okay, I get it. But we all need to work on a way that we communicate with each other. But I will say this, though. I like how I brought up all these things that have been irking me because, crazy enough, I've found that I really just don't care. Even though they irk me, I really just don't care enough. Like, when it comes in my mind, I'm like, the more that I think about it, when it comes in my mind, I'm like, that was really dumb for them to say. And that, then I leave it at that. But I like how I brought up all these different people saying all this different stupid shit so that I can further elaborate why you should not seek peace from other people. Because did you just hear me say that someone on Twitter came on Twitter and said that you're manipulative because people take advantage of you? And then someone else said that you're a horrible person because you're still traumatized from past experiences that were not your fault. And then someone else saying, oh, you're an empath, you're evil. Like, why would we seek validation from people when they say those dumb things? Like, if people are able to say stupid things like that so easily and fluently, I don't care if it's just your intrusive thoughts. If you're able to say something stupid like that on Twitter and get thousands of likes, there's no way that I should ever allow you to be a pool for me. Like, do I deserve peace? There's no way I should ever ask you. And honestly, thinking about these people, like thinking about that girl that posted that about past trauma and she doesn't care, and thinking about the dude who said people who get used are manipulative, and thinking about the people on Twitter that said that empaths were evil. It's like in my head, I'm like, I hope that nobody has ever needed their validation to experience peace. Like, imagine those three people, I mean, those two people in the whole group that hated empaths on Twitter. Imagine someone needing their validation to experience peace. Like, you know how sad that would be for somebody who says that people abusing you and taking advantage of you, that is your fault and you're manipulative. Imagine him, you needing validation for peace from him. Like, I would literally be so like, oh my God, like, oh my God, I hope he doesn't have kids. Like, oh, Jesus. Jesus, you know, it just makes me feel bad, you know, like imagine that. Imagine the worst person you know on Twitter, and then think about the fact that there are probably two people that they've dealt with that wish that they would have been invalid. Those two people wish they would have been validated by that person. Ooh, like that sucks, you know? So that's why I'm saying, you know, don't seek validation from people for peace. That's one thing that you need to realize, that the only place, the only person, the only thing that can give you peace is yourself. Everybody else is just, oh, they can give you a compliment and you can choose whether or not you want to accept it or, you know, take it seriously. But none of it is worth it, I'm telling you. Looking for validation in people, in the comments, and in connections and relationships and places and things and food, even looking for consistent, like, oh, yeah. This makes my tummy feel good. Like, it's not worth it. But really meditating and finding a sense of peace within yourself. I'm telling you, that confidence that you gain, I'm learning about that. I think that's why I brought this up, because I am finding it, but I haven't found it, but I am looking for it. Because the confidence that you get when you stop allowing other people to be your podium for validation, for peace, to receive peace, the confidence that you get, it's like, otherworldly. Like, nobody even matters anymore. I'm telling you, it's really worth it. And you may think to yourself, you know, but they're my mom, but he's my boyfriend, but they're my friends, but they're, that's my coach, but that's my dad, that's the gym teacher. Fuck them. Only person that you need validation from in this world is you. Period.